1 Kings chapter 6. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the 2nd month, that he began to build the house of Jehovah. And the house that King Solomon built for Jehovah was 60 cubits in length, and 20 in breadth, and 30 cubits in height. And the porch, in front of the temple of the house, was 20 cubits in length, in front of the house broadways, and 10 cubits was its breadth in front of the house. And for the house he made closed windows with fixed lattices. And against the wall of the house he built floors round about, against the walls of the house, round about the temple and the oracle. And he made side chambers round about. The lowest floor was 5 cubits broad, and the middle one was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For in the thickness of the wall of the house he made resets round about outside, that nothing should be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was built of stone entirely made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. The entrance to the side chambers of the middle floor was in the right side of the house, and they went up by winding stairs into the middle floor, and out of the middle into the third. And he built the house, and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And he built the floors against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they held to the house by the timbers of cedar. And the word of Jehovah came to Solomon, saying, As to this house which thou art building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, and practice mine ordinances, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then I will perform my word as to thee which I spoke unto David thy father, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. And Solomon built the house and finished it. And he built the walls of the house within with boards of cedar, from the floor of the house to the walls of the roof. He overlaid them on the inside with wood, and overlaid the floor of the house with boards of cypress. And he built 20 cubits of the innermost part of the house, both floor and walls, with boards of cedar. And he built them for it within, to be the oracle, the most holy place. And the house, that is, the temple before it, was 40 cubits long. And the cedar of the house within was carved with colocynths and half-open flowers. All was cedar, there was no stone seen. And he prepared the oracle in the midst of the house within, to set there the ark of the covenant of Jehovah. And the oracle within was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he overlaid the cedar wood altar. And Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and shut off the oracle in front with chains of gold, and overlaid it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold, the whole house entirely, also the whole altar that was by the oracle he overlaid with gold. And he made in the oracle 2 cherubim of olive wood, 10 cubits high. And one wing of the cherub was 5 cubits, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub, 10 cubits from the end of one wing to the end of the other wing. And the other cherub was 10 cubits. Both the cherubim were of one measure and one form. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so of the other cherub. And he set the cherubim in the midst of the inner house, and the wings of the cherubim were stretched forth, so that the wing of the one touched the wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the wall, and their wings touched, wing to wing, in the midst of the house. And he overlaid the cherubim with gold. And he carved all the walls of the house round about with carved sculptures of cherubim, and palm trees, and half-open flowers, within and without. And the floor of the house he overlaid with gold, within and without. And for the entrance of the oracle he made doors of olive wood. The lintel and the side posts were the fifth part of the breadth of the house. The 2 doors were of olive wood, and he carved on them the carvings of cherubim, and palm trees and half-open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold on the cherubim and on the palm trees. And he also made for the doorway of the temple posts of olive wood, of the fourth part of the breadth of the house. And the 2 folding doors were of cypress wood. The two leaves of the one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. And he carved on them cherubim, and palm trees, and half-open flowers, and overlaid them with gold fitted on the carved work. And he built the inner court of three rows of hewn stone and a row of cedar beams. In the fourth year was the foundation of the house of Jehovah laid, in the month Ziph. And in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished in all its parts, according to all the fashion of it. So he was 7 years in building it.